Good afternoon, everyone. Certainly a lovely, pleasant afternoon, and good to see so many new faces, visitors out there, so we certainly do welcome you. Ask you to join in singing with us as we turn to page 88. Page 88, we'll be singing Praise Belongs to God. I know some of the seniors have already had a warm-up this morning, so we'll hear that little bit more oomph coming out of the singing. So let's turn to page 88 and stand. Praise Belongs to God. Beautiful. Let's turn now to page 55. 55, give judgment to the King, O God. Let's conclude this section with page 98. Page 98, the top of the page, God is our refuge, and then Mr. Holthouse will open in prayer.
God is our refuge and our strength in straight presence.
contents.
Eternal Father, we are very, very thankful and grateful that you have given to us the precious and priceless knowledge of your plan of salvation, which includes the knowledge of your Sabbath day. We understand, Father, how this day looks back to the creation and how it also points ahead to the millennial rest, Father, which will be on this earth in such a very short period of time. So we appreciate this excellent and wonderful knowledge. And we also, Eternal God, ask that this afternoon that you'll give to us all an attitude and a spirit of teachability, something that has been impressed upon us just recently. So help us to be teachable and to want to listen and to want to learn as we listen to the sermonette and the sermon this afternoon. We just ask your spirit to be here with us and help us in learning and in listening. And we just place this service into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
The opening message now for the sermonette, we'll hear from Mr. Roy Staples.
Good afternoon, brethren. Well, there is something special about a Sabbath day, isn't it? It's just another different day. It's not the same as every other day of the week. Brethren, the Sabbath day is a very important day. And that's what I want to talk about today, the Sabbath. It's a very important day to God, and it should be a special one and an important day to us as well. It's a special period of time that God has set aside to worship Him, to think about Him, to think about His way of life, and concentrate on God's way. And it's a time to be rested from our weekly pursuits, and it's a time it's a time to think about God's way of life. So as we rest from our weekly chores and the things that worry us through the week, we've got an opportunity to think about God, to think about His way of life. And it's a time to remember that God is our Creator, that He's the one that has made us. He's made us all that we see around us, and He's the one Creator. And He commands us, His family, to be assembled today, on this day, the Sabbath day, to come together in peace and harmony and unity in a place of His choosing. So God has assembled us here today. And the Sabbath is a period of time from sundown on Friday afternoon till sundown on Saturday afternoon. So this time is set aside. It's special time to be observed as God instructs us to do it, as the instructions are outlined in His Word. So we have guidelines and we have instructions on how to observe the Sabbath. God doesn't leave us in the dark. He tells us how to do it and to observe the Sabbath. And some of that instruction is in the Old Testament. So we'll go back now into the Old Testament and we'll see some of that instruction in the book of Isaiah. So let's go back to the book of Isaiah, where we can learn more about God's Sabbath, where we can learn more about how to keep the Sabbath and please God. So please turn now to Isaiah 58, the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, in chapter 58, in verses 13 and 14. And I'll just quote here. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. So God wants us to call the Sabbath a delight. The holy day of the Lord honourable, and shall honour Him. So it's a time and an opportunity to honour God. Not doing your own ways, it's a time to do the things that God says to do, to observe the Sabbath the way that He wants it to be observed. Not finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words, even down to what we have to say has got to be in relationship with the Sabbath day, in line with the Sabbath. And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of earth. So, I'm sorry, I missed one there. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. So that's in verse 14. That's as far as I want to go in verse 14. Now, God says that we should not do our own ways on the Sabbath. So if we're not to do our own ways, we are to do God's ways. I mean, that's logical enough, isn't it? That means we must think about His ways and do what He says on the Sabbath. not what we want to do. And a part of his way is not to speak our words on the Sabbath. So that's what I want to focus in on this afternoon. That's the responsibility that we have on the Sabbath, is to be careful of what we talk about as we communicate with one another. So it's got to be things relating, or things that will help one another, things related to the Sabbath. Now, the instructions are very clear on this, in those verses, what we should be doing on the Sabbath and what our approach should be to the Sabbath. And we should be, and what we should be regarding to talk about in our conversation and the things we discuss. So it's very important. So today, brethren, let's focus in on that just that one aspect, and not speaking our words on the Sabbath day, but speaking other words. It must be important to God, otherwise he wouldn't have it in there. He wouldn't put it there in the Bible if it wasn't important. And he says it is. He said, we're not to speak our words on the Sabbath day. So that's got to be important. So God has it there, so we will take notice of it, so we will understand it, so we can do it. So that's very important to God, and it should be important to us as well. But brethren, before we can respond to the instruction not to speak our words on the Sabbath day, and we must be conscious of the Sabbath. We must realize it is the Sabbath, which we do. We must realize what we should do on the Sabbath. What's it all about? Why are we here? Why are we here observing this one day of the week? We must realize that it's a time of rest and everything associated with the Sabbath. Those sort of things must be in our mind. They must be clear in our mind. So let's go back into the Old Testament again. It's the last book in the Old Testament, and we'll get a little bit more insight on this. It's not the last book of the Old Testament. We'll go back to where God gave the commandments to Israel, back in Exodus. We'll go back to the book of Exodus, in Exodus 20. Go back to Exodus 20 and verse 8. And we see here where God gave the commandment to Israel to keep the Sabbath. Exodus 20 and verse 8. You'll know this one off by heart. I shouldn't have to mention it. But God says, remember the Sabbath. Remember it, and to keep it holy. So God wants us to be consciously involved in thinking about the Sabbath day. He wants us to think about everything that's related to the Sabbath. Because what we say on the Sabbath will be a reflection of what we think in our mind. So what's in our mind will come through in what we say on the Sabbath day. If our mind's filled with God's law, filled with what God's doing, filled with God's plan, filled with everything that God's doing on this earth in relationship to our calling, we'll be talking about those things. We'll be talking about the things that God is interested in. We'll be talking about people, we'll be interested in people, and we'll be doing those sort of things. But if our mind is filled with other things, if it's filled with some of our problems that we have at work, or things that might cause us to get off the track as far as the Sabbath is concerned, it may be our investments or something's gone wrong that's worrying us. If we allow those things to cloud our mind, eventually they're going to come through. They're going to come through in our talking, because what's in our mind comes out in our tongue, in our mouth, because our tongue is governed by our mind. It's like a car. If you've got a car in reverse gear, there's no way when you put your foot on that accelerator that car will go forward. It's got to go back. So that's the way with our mind. What's in our mind has got to come out. So if we get our mind in gear, we can then get our tongue going forward. Otherwise, it's going to go back. We're not going to think about the Sabbath. We're going to think about the other things, the things that are troubling us at work. If we're not fully involved in what God's doing, his work, and fully involved while we're here on the Sabbath day. So that's very important. And before we can respond to that instruction that God gives us, we've got to have our mind in gear. So we can't neglect that one. So what we say is what we're thinking. And if we're thinking right, we are doing right. We're saying right. So that's important. Now, God wants us to remember the Sabbath and be conscious of it, of the Sabbath and why we're here. And a part of keeping it holy is in our conversation. It's thinking about and it's saying the things that are relevant to the Sabbath. That's keeping it holy. That's a part of that commandment. Remember the Sabbath. Be conscious of the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Do the things that are holy on the Sabbath. Do the things that God wants us to do, the instruction that He gives us. Not talk about other things, but talk about the Sabbath and things that God is interested in and things that He wants us to be interested in. And to get the right result on the Sabbath and upgrade our conversation, we must fear God. That's important too. So firstly, we must be conscious of the Sabbath. We must remember the Sabbath and have our mind filled with the Sabbath, and then we must fear God. We must have a deep respect for God. Otherwise, we're not going to do these things if we don't. We will respect God's will regarding the Sabbath. We will go by the instructions that He gives us regarding the Sabbath. We will want to please God in what we say and do if we have that right respect for Him. Now, we can throw a bit of light on this if we go into Old Testament this time, the last book of the Old Testament. I was one ahead before. So it's an interesting scripture, and it tells us a few things here. So let's turn to it now, the book of Malachi. It's the last book in the Old Testament. I've got it marked here. It might take you a little bit longer to get there. But it's in chapter 3 of the the book of Malachi in the Old Testament. And it's verses 16 and 17. And God says here in verse 16, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another." So those that feared the Lord spoke to one another. They spoke on the Sabbath as we assembled together. They feared God, or that word feared can mean revering God, to respect God, to have that deep and affectionate respect for our Creator, rather than trembling fear. So it's meaning reverent, revered. They spoke to one another, and the Lord listened. They spoke about the things, about the Sabbath. They spoke about the things that God's doing in His work. They spoke about the progress of God's work. They spoke about the World Tomorrow program and what's happening. They spoke about the finances of the work, the co-workers. They spoke about the sick. They spoke about the things that God thinks about. He's concerned about all of those sort of things, and they're the things that they spoke about on the Sabbath day. And the Lord listened. He heard it all. He knows what we speak about. He listened to what we were talking about, and He heard them. He not only listened, but He heard. He took it to heart, and He made note of it. So a book of remembrance was written before Him, a book of remembrance for those who fear the Lord, to those that hold God in high esteem, that revere the Lord, a book of remembrance. And their name was written in that book, and who meditate on His name. So they think about God. They meditate on His law, meditate on God, what He's doing, His whole plan, and everything related to the Sabbath. "And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. On that day I will make them my jewel." Or it says here in the margin, "special treasure." So we're special treasures to God at this time, and we will be in the world tomorrow as well, when He brings back, when Christ comes back and gives us that crown that's laid up for us. So it's important to fear God and understand that we're not going to do these things that God instructs us in His word if we don't fear Him. So we've got to fear Him and understand that it's for our good. Otherwise He wouldn't have it here. So that's important. It's important to remember that there's also a reward attached to it. God remembers it. He doesn't forget it. He notes it down. So brethren, we have been given a wonderful calling and a wonderful opportunity to serve God. We've been chosen out of millions of people. There's a lot of people out there that don't know God's way, don't know God's Sabbath, can't have that opportunity to serve him, can't have the opportunity to fellowship with one another. And it's a part of our understanding to observe the Sabbath. So the Sabbath is a part of that understanding, and the Sabbath is very important. It's important to God, it should be important to us. And he wants us to follow those instructions that I've mentioned, the things that I've just mentioned, and he's recorded in his word in observing the Sabbath. He wants us to do that. So God wants us to remember the Sabbath and be conscious of it, to remember that it's the Sabbath for a special purpose, and what it means to us and what it means to him, in fact the whole world, because the whole world and the world tomorrow are going to be observing the Sabbath. That's one of the things that the Sabbath pictures is the millennium, isn't it? One at the seventh day of rest. So he wants us to be able to get our mind into gear so we can get our tongue moving in the right direction, speaking about things that he wants us to talk about, speaking about the things that are related to the Sabbath, and not our own words, not our own things, not the things that are related to our every week day, not the things that are related out there at work, not the things that we're supposed to get off our mind when we come into God's Sabbath, into where God's placed his name, and observe the Sabbath. We're supposed to think about those things and forget the rest. And he wants us to have that deep and affectionate respect of him. And if we do have that deep, reverent respect of God and respect him, we will have the desire to please him. We'll have that desire to speak not our words, but speak the words of God.
Next hymn, would you please turn to page 66? Page 66, O Lord of Hosts, my King, my God. Please stand. Fine, please be seated. To bring us the announcements now this afternoon and also to introduce the sermon, our assistant pastor, Mr. Paul Butler.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Once again, a beautiful day. Of course, I come to you very well fed and watered from the senior Sabbath brunch that we had this morning. And I know I don't look at a day over 20, but I went along and had a terrific time. Fine fellowship, food, and a sing-along afterwards. It was a really enjoyable occasion, a wonderful way to start off a Sabbath day. I know all those who were there really enjoyed themselves. Mr. Beath can't be here today, so I get to give the announcements, and of course it's the usual pile of announcements. I've only got 10 minutes to get through them all because of the sermon this afternoon, and so you'll have to hang on to your hats and write very, very quickly. But I'll start off with three very happy announcements. As always, it's lovely to have happy announcements. And the first one is a baptism that took place yesterday afternoon. It's a wonderful, it's a great joy, really, to have new members brought into the church. I know, you know, the angels and up in heaven and God shout out for joy when somebody comes and is baptised. And so we certainly would like to welcome into God's family Mrs. Moya Robertson, who was baptised yesterday. And I know many, many people are very thrilled to have Mrs. Robertson in as a member of our family. So congratulations to you, Mrs. Robertson. Another special announcement here, starting off with a little bit of poultry. These, as I say, the poultry seems to be catching on. It says, "For years, the single life we led, the time has come for us to wed." A very happy announcement. Mr. and Mrs. Zyle of Geelong, Victoria, take great pleasure in announcing the engagement of their son, Willie Simon Zyle, to Marge Wolfe of Winnipeg, Canada. An April wedding is planned in Oz. I don't know what's going to happen after that. The Pacific is a long separation, so I hope they stick it out somewhere. But April wedding, that's going to be a nice wedding to look forward to, as far as they are concerned, I'm sure. And a second announcement, an engagement announcement, Colin and Barbara Morgan of the Brisbane North Church have the pleasure of announcing the engagement of their daughter Carmen to Miles Scott, son of Alex and Pat Scott of the Brisbane South Church. So three very lovely announcements there. And moving on now to a thank you announcement from Mr. Berry. Mr. Eric Berry wishes to thank everyone for their prayers and cards. He was very disappointed to learn this week that he would be in hospital another 2 weeks. He is in Greenslopes Hospital, Ward 6, Bed 19, and all visitors are extra welcome. And I think that it's very important when we find some of our members laying on their backs, incarcerated as it were in the hospital system, especially when it's going to be a longer period than they really want to be there, another 2 weeks for Mr. Berry. So I'm sure that he'd be very, very pleased to have any visitors who have got the time to drop in and visit with him in the Greenslopes Hospital, Ward 6, bed number 19. So if you've got a few moments to spare during the day, please go and visit with him, see how he's going. Okay, most of these, the rest of these announcements are basically, as a general church administrative types of announcements. The first one, would all men who are involved in team number one, that's Mr. Wayne Barnes's team, would you please meet at the front right-hand side of the stage immediately after services for a short meeting. So down this side, the front right-hand side. Reserve seat signs. Please ensure that you do not sit on a seat covered by the reserve seat signs for counters. The counters are placed at strategic intervals through the audience so that they can get up and count. So please don't sit on those seats that have been reserved for the counters, please. A YOU Bible study. There will be a YOU Bible study this afternoon in the rooms behind the hall starting at 4:30. That's all for all the YOUers and their parents if they'd like to go. There's also a daytime Bible study this coming Tuesday morning at the Chatswood Room at of the Kimberley Park Community Centre, Kimberley Plaza, corner of Lindale Street and Rosella Street, Shaler Park, starting at 10 a.m. I'll just repeat that address for you for the daytime Bible study. This Tuesday morning, the Chatswood Room of the Kimberley Park Community Centre, Kimberley Plaza, corner of Lindale Street and Rosella Street, Shaler Park. Corner of Lindale and Rosella Street, Shaler Park. There will be a regular choir practice next Tuesday night commencing at 7:30. Anyone who does not have music and a practice schedule should see Mr. Eric Cohen after services today. A choir practice next Tuesday night at 7:30. Now, all those involved in the local YOU Talent Night, contestants and people assisting behind the scenes are required to attend the rehearsal tonight. Tonight at 7:30 at the Camp Hill State High School. So at 7:30 this evening, all those who are participating and also those assisting behind the scenes. And to continue on as an addendum to that announcement, the local YOU Talent Night and Family Dance says, "Hear ye, hear ye, come one, come all. All roads lead to Camp Hill High School on Saturday night, the 4th of March, next Saturday evening, the 4th of March. Be entertained, be involved. Here is your opportunity to support our South Brisbane and Ipswich YOU talent contestants and enjoy a night of fellowship and dancing. The evening begins at 7:30 p.m. with a talent show followed by supper and a family dance. Please bring a plate to contribute to the supper. Don't miss out on this special date. Write it down now so you won't be late. So that's next Saturday night, 7:30 at Camp Hill High School. There's also the regular midweek Bible study next Wednesday night, 7:30 at the normal venue, the Theatre of the McGregor Performing Arts Complex, Blackwattle Street, McGregor. Next weekend there will be a YES evaluation of Lesson 2. Lesson 2 next Sabbath in the rooms behind the hall starting at 4:30. And also the YES teachers meeting that was to be on today has been postponed, so that'll be held at a later date. Family Sports Morning tomorrow will be the fourth in our series of five Family Sports Mornings. You're invited to participate in T-ball for YES, aged children, and family volleyball and softball. Location is the Rochdale State High School from 8:30 to 10 a.m. in the morning. So if you'd like to come down to get together with the family and play some sport, well, Rochdale High School, tomorrow morning, starting at 8:30. Another announcement here regarding the church photographs. The church photograph album in the church library have continued to find lots of use as aids for our members to get to know one another. So as to keep the albums up to date, we would like to have an updated photographic session for newer members not yet included in the albums. This also includes any of our families who now have additional children. And from the announcements we've been having lately, there's quite a few out there. So those who have additional children and would like to a new photograph for the album, will you please come along as well. The photographs will be taken during afternoon tea time next Sabbath and the following Sabbath. In case you are not sure of any details, please see either Stuart Irvine or Steve Willows. So that's next Sabbath and the following Sabbath for updates on the family photo album that we have in the library. Also, there's a senior program, all the events that are going to be put on for the seniors this year, for 1989. There's a program that has been put out. If any senior member has not received one, there are extra copies down at the notice board. So if you'd like to collect one after services, then please do so and you can plan your program. It's quite a comprehensive program for this year, I can see there. Another one here from our librarians, Mr. and Mrs. Shears. Very important question here. Got a speech? Perhaps the library can help. There is a display of books at the church library, especially suitable for use by the men in spokesman and graduate clubs. These books may be borrowed for a period of 2 weeks. A full list of authors, titles and book numbers may be consulted at the library and on the notice board. So if you're doing some research, fellas, for your speeches that are coming up, then there's some good aids there in the library. Also, too, just a few prayer requests, but of course not for people this time, which sometimes is always a nice thing in a way. But Mr. DeCotch wrote some time ago, as we heard in the Pastor General's report, that the church moves forward on its knees. And of course, the membership are brought up to date as often as we can with things that are happening in the church. And so there are a lot of things happening in the local area that you may or may not be aware of. And in the recent elders, deacons and staff office letter that Mr. Fay puts out, just want to read a section here. He says, "For some months now we have been planning a large direct mail shot to selected mailing lists in Australia. On February the 28th, which is this coming Tuesday, 220,000 letters offering the Plain Truth magazine will be mailed from Pasadena. The cost of using a Pasadena package is 50% of what it would cost us to do it locally." So Pasadena are going to be shipping those out direct to households, 220,000 households around Australia. So there's the direct mail program that is beginning on Tuesday. Also, Mr. Fay writes, "We are also continuing with our newspaper inserts for 1989. The following is a list of country and city newspapers for promotion for the first quarter. There are four here that they've already had the inserts in, but the Canberra Times will have an insert in on the March the 4th. The Sun Herald in Sydney, there's going to be two inserts in that on March the 12th. The Newcastle Post on March the 15th, and TV Week April the 1st. So there's quite a lot of promotion going out now in regards to the plain truth. So our prayers certainly are solicited for those activities there that the church is involved in, the direct mail program and the newspaper inserts, and also beginning basically with a meeting this evening after services, but more so in earnest on Monday, is the local waiting room program. The waiting room program, where we're going to be calling the various dentists and doctors and a multitude of other businesses that have reception waiting room areas. We're going to be calling those with the volunteers who have signed up to get on the phone and see if we can get into the waiting rooms of these various businesses. This is going to take place on Monday, so certainly our prayers are requested that this waiting room program in the local area will go really well. And also in regard to that, there is a meeting this afternoon at 5 past church, as Mr. Harvey puts it, so 5 minutes. So immediately, in other words, please go out to the back, the rooms out the back, all those who have volunteered to be involved in this program. Straight after church, there will be a meeting out the back. Well, that's not too bad. We whipped through those fairly quickly. So today we do have a sermon from a guest speaker all the way from Pasadena. But I don't want you to be alarmed if when he begins to speak you don't see him, because he's come to us courtesy of the postal system. So we have a tape this afternoon from a pastor-ranked minister who is the executive assistant to our pastor general, Mr. Joseph DeCotch, over in Pasadena. And so there's a tape sermon today that will be brought to us by Mr. Mike Fizell.
Announcement, brethren. The announcement bulletin itself is available, the one for March, at the hymnal table. So if you haven't got one, please pick that up to keep you updated. Just for the final hymn now, if you turn to page number 102, His Mercy Never Fails, and then Mr. Mark Robertson will close in prayer. Please stand.
His kindness shall always.
Dr. Robertson.
Our great God in heaven, thank you very much for your Sabbath day today and the understanding of it, an eternal truth. And we thank you very much for the very powerful message we've heard today from Mr. Fazell. And we thank you very much for the way you are directing your leadership in this church. And it's hard for sometimes for us to come to grips with things, but help us to really pour your Holy Spirit into us, to really understand things and to grow and overcome and be a part of your church. We ask you to be with the leaders, especially Mr. DeCotch, direct and guide and help him, and help us all as we go through this learning and growing period to grow in grace and knowledge and your understanding. And we thank you now, and we ask your protection in this coming week, and we appreciate all your blessings and guidance you've given us in this life. And we thank you for these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.